You want to build a business and be a leader in your field. You know a book can help you get there. But how? In this show, I break down exactly how to write, publish, and promote a book that will build your business.
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
All of my speaking events are actually from my book content. There's nothing that I've ever spoken on that's not in my books.
Everybody kept saying, do a book. It doesn't have to be any good. There's no better marketing tool. There's no better calling card. It then becomes the most valuable business card you ever had.
Get ready, book business builders. You're about to go to the next level. Hi there. You're listening to Build Your Business with a Book. I am your host, Anna David. I am a New York Times bestselling author of 8 books, as well as the founder of Launchpad Publishing, which helps industry leaders and the world's most successful entrepreneurs publish bestselling books and become the leaders in their field. Today, I am answering the question, how can I get people to review my book? And in this day and age, when you're talking about reviews, you're talking pretty much about Amazon. Now, you probably don't need me to tell you that reviews are currency in our current world, and readers are 1,000 times more likely to buy your book if it has more than a handful of reviews. Now, as a writer, you know how important reviews are. But here's the weird thing about the people in our lives. They don't. Like, you'd think that they do, but they don't. So this means that no matter how uncomfortable it makes you, you need to ask people to review your book. The worst part of that is you then need to ask them again, because a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, and they don't. Remind them it only takes a few minutes. They don't necessarily have to read every word of your book to do it. And remind them that they don't need to stress about the wording. People will say, well, but I'm not a professional reviewer. And that's the whole point of these reviews. Now, keep in mind, Amazon has a very strict policy when it comes to reviews that they think could be biased. So it may not approve reviews from people it deems too close to the author. And that can be everything from people with the same last name, a key. Yeah, you seem close if it's like your spouse, but even people who follow each other on social media. I had somebody who's an acquaintance review a book of mine. She had been reviewing books of mine since long before we knew each other. And she got an email that said, we consider this review biased and we're not posting it. And you can get, apparently you can get in a lot of trouble for it. I don't know. I've never seen someone get in trouble, but I have seen people's, and by in trouble, I mean not able to post future reviews, but I have seen plenty of people not get their reviews approved. Now, the science on this isn't exact because it seems to happen through both people and bots. Nobody's really telling how Amazon does this. But the point is, you are far better off asking people you know who are interested in your topic to review your book over the people in your immediate family. Now, the reason that it matters that they're interested in your topic is that they have a history on Amazon of buying books like yours. So that means that the thing called the also bots, which is where Amazon will put customers who bought this also bought, is likely so much more likely to kick off if it's people who buy on this topic because it knows, oh, if X person has bought a bunch of books about adoption, then other people who are searching for that would like this book as well. So if the review is not approved, there is something you can do, which is, let's say a friend says, I reviewed your book and it wasn't approved. It either never showed up or they actually got an email saying it wasn't approved. They can resubmit their review with a lower star rating and a shorter review and then try it again. Or they can reach out to Amazon, and oftentimes Amazon will then approve the review. You can, by the way, copy and paste the same review onto Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, wherever else is open. Now, here's something you may not know. They don't need to have bought your book to review it. But if they did buy it, it will say verified review. And if they didn't buy it, it's not going to say that. And a verified review is so much better unverified counts, but verified means a lot more in terms of sort of kicking the Amazon algorithm in when more reviews come in. Here's another thing. You don't necessarily want all five-star reviews. If I see all five-star reviews, I think they look fake. I tell people, be honest. I want people to be honest anyway. If there's if there are things you think could have been better, please put that in the review and don't feel obligated because I've asked you to do this review to give me a five-star review. Now, you cannot pay someone to review your book, but you can give them the book for free. And you can thank them afterwards with a copy of the book or something else. Now, there are book review exchange websites like Pubby, P-U-B-B-Y, which is $20 a month. And what you do there is you fill out a profile with your book and words that people use to describe your book. And then basically you agree to review someone's book. And then in exchange, you earn up credits on Pubby where you get to, you know, use them to have people review your book. I will admit, I signed up for this. I even did reviews of books. And when I say I did reviews, I mean, I didn't read those books. I just used the words that they told me to use. And I'm not very tech savvy. I somehow screwed up and I got one review in exchange, but it reads like a review from someone who didn't read my book because they didn't read my book. So you get what you get. I don't recommend using sites like that because it doesn't even really feel good to have more reviews, but know that people didn't review it because they wanted to or because they even read your book. So you get what you get. Now, when coming up with who you want to review your book, I've talked so much about advanced reader teams and why you want to gather people ahead of time to read your book so that they can copy and paste reviews right when the book comes out so that it debuts with all these books, with all these reviews. But I also, I compile a list of people in my address book that I email once the book is out and there are already reviews. I don't email everybody because I just know certain people are just not going to do it. So I email the people I think are open to doing that. So here's the other thing. Don't be afraid to encourage your readers to write good reviews. Dave Chesson in an early previous podcast episode talked about, he said, at the end of a book, I'll write about what brought me to the point of writing the book and the fears that came from it, like just reminding people that I am a human being. So I tell them a little bit about my journey and what I had to go through to get this thing that I created for them. And then I'll remind them how important book reviews are. And actually, through Dave, I know how to create a link where basically you can put, and so it's obviously only in the Kindle version, click here to review my book, and it will go directly to the review page for your book. So if you go to the show notes for this episode, I will give you that link. So, and speaking of that, if you would like the show notes, which includes links to previous episodes, I mentioned that hyperlink so that you can send your readers to review your book and everything else, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/review. And thank you so much. I will see you on the bestseller list. Thanks for joining me this week on Build Your Business with a Book. For more info about the show, go to buildyourbizwithabook.com, that's B-I-Z, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and wherever you're listening to the show now. Speaking of that, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating and or a review on iTunes. And please don't forget, you can tell an author or entrepreneur friend about the show. Another forget-me-not, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journeys, whether that's writing, editing, publishing, launching. Go to launchpadpub.com to find out more and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. And you know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show.